Ohio EPA lending hand to low-income residents. Good morning, I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news. Residents of Tus Cross County could be eligible for funds from an Ohio EPA loan. The principal forgiveness loan is for low-income families who have failing sewage treatment systems. Eligible households who are approved will be given a part of the $150,000, depending on income amounts, according to the Tus Cross County Health Department Director of Environmental Health, Caroline Terakitis.
You can call us, we'll come out, and we'll take a look at your septic system, make sure that it is actually failing, and then you can get started on the paperwork to apply for the loan.
Guidelines outside income also apply and are available on the Health Department website. Benefiting struggling local families, along with improving water quality in the area, are primary goals of the initiative.
We're really fortunate to live in a beautiful area where we have a lot of gorgeous water. We have the Tuscarora River, and we really want to keep those natural resources clean and, you know, do our best to protect our rivers and streams. And this is an important way that we can all kind of help out with that.
Final program material needs approval by the Ohio EPA before applications will be accepted. The Tus Cross County Sheriff's Office is hosting training related to handling mentally ill individuals. Crisis Intervention Team Training is returning to the Justice Center for the fourth time, bringing with it valuable teachings of handling crisis situations. Sheriff's Office Reentry Coordinator Elizabeth Albrecht says, with first responders often the ones responding to situations involving mentally ill people, it's a valuable course to take.
Oftentimes, law enforcement or firefighters are the first to respond to a crisis situation. This training helps allow those who are attending to learn how to calm a situation through more or less through de-escalation techniques.
The training program has earned high praise from Sheriff Orvis Campbell, and Albrecht says the methods CIT teaches ensures safety for responding officers.
There are going to be situations that warrant an individual to go to jail. However, the CIT tools increase the likelihood of safety between that individual and whoever is involved.
The course runs from February 4th to the 8th. And in state news, a faculty union at Wright State University in Ohio says it will continue picketing after a deal didn't result from the latest talks with the school. Members of Wright State's chapter of the American Association of University Professors started picketing January 22nd. The Dayton Daily News reports WSU's trustees voted Sunday to approve the school's contract offer and asked the union to vote on it. The union's president said the union wouldn't do that since no tentative agreement was reached. And in sports, the Patriots topped the LA Rams 13-3 in Super Bowl 53 from Atlanta in what was the lowest scoring game in Super Bowl history. Tom Brady became the oldest quarterback to win a Super Bowl and Bill Belichick the oldest head coach. Wide receiver Julian Edelman from Kent State was the MVP. It is New England's sixth title overall. And in the NBA, the Cavaliers traded forward Rodney Hood last night to Portland. The Trailblazers will send the Cavaliers 2 second-round picks, one in 2021 and one in 2023, along with two players. The Cavs are off tonight before hosting the Celtics tomorrow evening. Your news this morning is brought to you by Chuck Nicholson, GMC Mazda, 98 Worcester Avenue in Dover. A look at your Z-Country forecast is coming up next.
People say dealing with Chuck Nicholson, GMC Mazda, is different. And that's different in a good way. At Chuck Nicholson's, we're proud to be different, and we work hard at it. Sure, we have all the big rebates and big discounts, but we also have a highly trained staff to work for you as much as they do for the dealership. People are impressed with the relaxed, business-like way we take care of our customers. They appreciate the quality of our used car inventory with over 200 cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs all safety-checked, serviced, and with exclusive programs like our free oil changes for your first 30,000 miles on select used vehicles. Customers also like our factory-trained service department, fully staffed with qualified personnel to handle all of your vehicle's service needs, whether it be a major repair or a minor adjustment. Come experience the difference, the Chuck Nicholson difference. See us today for your best deal, only at Chuck Nicholson, GMC Mazda, 98 South Worcester Avenue in Dover.
Patchy fog early this morning. Sunshine will mix with increasing afternoon clouds. High temperatures this afternoon in the upper 50s to near 60 degrees. There will be some rain showers crossing the area tonight with a cloudy sky, low of 46. Tuesday, cloudy in the morning with breaks of afternoon sun. Cooler temperatures hanging out in the low to mid 40s throughout the day. Mostly cloudy Tuesday night, low 32. Then rain is likely Wednesday, high 53. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
To stay up to date with local news, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, or WTUZ.com. For WTUZ News, I'm Michelle Spring.